Ding ding.
Yep.
Put them together, and what do you get?
Ding Bibbidi, ding. Yep.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you wanted to put our intros together. I was like,
you're the worst.
Sorry, I wasn't for. Oh, okay. So I will probably contact you, Craig, via email. Here are what your cheat sheets are going to look like. They are going to be arranged by position.
Okay.
And by ADP. So, for instance, your running back sheet will say round one, and underneath round one, there'll be a list of names. Meaning if it's the first round, and it's your pick, and if any of those guys are available, I think they have good value, and you should consider taking them in that round. If they're not on that list, you're probably reaching. If it's well past that round and they're still available, I haven't updated the sheet and something's gone horribly wrong, or you need to draft them immediately.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yep. I'll probably do that for wide receivers as well. And I feel like you'll be able to handle QBs and tight ends on your own. I'll think about doing it for tight ends if I have time.
There's only like two.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're probably not going to target Ertz, Kelsey, or Kittle. So you'll be fine with
anybody
every other
else.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Speaking of wide receivers, you did see the AB feet situation.
The frostbite?
Oh, that is nasty.
It's gross.
Oh, so gross. So, Ray, apparently the former wide receiver for the Steelers, who now plays for the Raiders, decided to go get cryotherapy and did not wear foot protection and frostbit the bottoms of his feet.
Oh.
And they're peeling off, like, in huge chunks of skin.
I imagine.
Oh, and the pictures are so, so gross. Oh, I do not watch the Hard Knocks.
Sorry, Number Wang is funny to me.
His kid should ask what Roethlisberger is, because that's who would throw him the ball, unlike being in Oakland, where no one will be throwing him the ball. I just could never get into that show. I tried to watch it the very first season when it was, oh God, I don't even know who it was. Dallas? That's on Radian? First year ever of that show was Dallas
I've
Cowboys?
I've never seen Hard Knocks. I'm not even sure what station hosts it.
It's on the HBOs.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, and it just wasn't, I just couldn't get into it, so I never watched any season after that. It could have good train wreck value, yeah.
Did it have any information, Samurai, other than train wreck amusement?
There's exactly the people that I don't ever want to see on the TV at the same time.
He's on Oakland now?
Who, Perfect? Yeah.
Yeah.
with Richie Incognito and Antonio Brown, it's a mess.
That is, how does Josh Jacobs look? Is he going to be an every down kind of back, or?
Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Stupid Hard Knocks, you give me nothing.
Are we ready for me to open this?
If you want, I think I'm ready. I don't remember much about this show.
Ready
what
for
on.
Me to poop on.
For poop on, but I got a character. I got the infographic.
We don't really, talking about sports or whatever.
Right. We got a character for
talking
this
about
and
chest
next
hair.
Week.
Talking about crazy cool medallions.
Talking it up on the Bear Gip Talk Show. Talking it up.
Talk to me, Robin. Talk to your brother. No.
No. No.
No, don't. Cruz Bustamante. Cruz Bustamante. Chris Bustamante, one's one of my favorites. I don't know.
It's really great.
Bustamante. Nope, no one's joining this week, Ray. We've finally driven them all away. We can end this show. It's just Samurai and nobody else.
No, it's Vegeta. He's here.
Vegeta. If we didn't drive him away previously, I think that singing that was just going on, the Barry Gibb imitation, that was...
We'll make you famous.
It's true. He's one of our European listeners.
Makes it like two of them.
Yeah.
Did I just see that our other one got a new job? Did I see that on the Facebooks?
I don't use the Facebook currently. All right. Ask Ray, where he is a Facebook kind of guy.
What are you talking about?
Did Agenda get a new job recently?
I thought
he
I saw
said
that
something
he just,
about that.
Yeah, he
yeah.
didn't get a new job. Yeah, congratulations to him. It's Bregby.
Right, and it's Just Sing. It's a sign, Craig.
How was that Gen Con? Did you get to go to the Gen Con? I'm assuming you went to the Gen Con. I'm going to make it there some year.
Oh. What's that?
I wonder what that could have been.
You and your jelly bellies.
Little pre-show jelly bean action. So I embarked on a short and simple mission to reflash my NES Classic so it had all the games instead of just some of the games.
Uh-huh. You pooched it?
Nope. Totally was successful. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Took a deep dive into some games that I'd never even heard of.
Does it have Dragon Warrior?
It has all four Dragon Warriors.
Oh, that's a lot of hours of good times right there.
It really is. I haven't played four in ages.
I love Dragon Warrior. That game was great.
I feel like four, you had like four different storylines and someone was like a merchant and he wanted to join you. It was crazy. I need to... I'll tell you what was on there specifically for you. Remote Control, the game.
Nice!
Wacky Races, the game.
Nice. Like both those things.
There are some other ones that I don't even know if they're any good or not, but like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the video game. Looked pretty.
I think that was only on Sega. Road Rash was only a Sega game, right?
Yes. It's not Road Rash.
All right.
What up, Alpha?
What about like Backyard Baseball?
No, I think that was just on the computer.
No.
I got Baseball Stars and then a couple other people's themed.
Which was the one where all the, you could throw like crazy pitches. That was an NES game. Like there was like a lead ball that was super heavy and it would break bats. Then there was like a super fastball that went like a gazillion miles an hour.
Right.
I thought that was Backyard Baseball.
I don't think so. Look.
There was also a Little League World Series Baseball that was pretty good.
I don't know. There were some I passed on because I didn't feel like scrolling through like, you know, 700 different games.
Right. There was one game that was like a wrestling game where you had like Fighter Hayabusa. Remember this game?
Tecmo World Wrestling?
Yes, that's a good game.
That's on there. That was a good game. You had the guy whose name was like, yeah, Baseball Simulator 1000. That is correct.
Oh.
I don't know if that's on there.
That's a good game. I like that game a lot. Was Baseball the one with the robots?
Yes, that was a good game.
Man, it's good stuff there.
I fully agree.
Oh, man, good old NES type games. There was some good stuff back then.
Yeah, I'll see what holds up. But yeah, there's just hundreds and hundreds of games to sort through now.
Later, when I invite you to sing along, we're going to talk about a game that holds up.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's about that time. You're welcome to start the show if you're so inclined.
I got 8:59, so I got to wait till the 9 o'clock.
Okay, that's fair.
Going to wait till the midnight hour. Yeah, excitement, double yawn.
All right. I don't think I'm there yet. I got all this extra pep from my pre-show jelly beans.
From your jelly beans?
Yep.
We don't let Ray talk anymore, Thwomp.
Yeah. We tried to disorient him early on with...
Football talk?
Professional football talk. And then we can just kind of coast from there.
Yep. All right, Ich bin 9 o'clock. True Believers, welcome to the 204th installment of the Poles of Warriors 3. I'm Craig, you can call me the Woolly One. We got Ian, he's SneakyBean15, and Ray, if he's done being mute, is Ray, and he's KO72.
Hello.
Word up.
Word up.
What's the word? What up? Ah. Little cameo at the top of the show.
This week, it's August 7th to the 14th of the 2019s. Your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, Blue Hood, Thursday, Black Doc Ock, Friday, Yellow Sleeves, Saturday, Black BDSM, Sunday, Blue Battery, Monday, Purple Fist, Tuesday, Red Rags, and Wednesday is Purple Kamala Khan. Over in the 5-day 4-star grade!
Ouch.
Of the Titans.
We could really have our own, like, lightning sound show. We missed it by a few minutes, though.
Yeah. lots of lightning stuff going down here. Last we spoke on the first, it was Lockjaw versus somebody.
That's true. Human Torch?
That sounds right. Did we already talk about this?
Nope.
Well,
we previewed it last week. Results. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about it on the trip.
Aha.
Oh, is that what we did? Okay.
Yep. Yep. That is also where we discussed it. It was teased last week. We discussed it on the trip. And I did win. I won. In only two tries with a really mediocre lockjaw. He was, 2, 3, 1, 131.
But oh, good deal.
Things really went my way.
That's what I really want to know.
Right. He was lined up. You know, obviously he's paired up with him in a way that he has certain advantages and, you know, so he could eat any of the attack tiles that he put out. And I think I just got lucky on whoever the inhuman that I summoned was.
Ah.
It was someone very useful. You know, it was Medusa, then it quickly changed to Blackagar, Boltagon, and then gave me some healing with Kamala Khan, and I was in the clear after that.
There you go. Very good. Yeah. The sixth is Nico. Have you tried the Nico?
No, I'm not feeling as good about that. 2-2-1, level 70. Minoru is not going to get it done. I could put some Iso into it, but again, I feel like purple is one of her superior abilities. So to have that as a 1, I feel like it's going to be a detriment to me.
Mm. Yeah, that was an easy win for me. I blew right through that one.
Yeah, same. I don't okay. really even know. Kate's powers aren't cheap, so it takes a little bit. And yeah, Nico was able to beat her up before that happened.
Yeah, that was not even a problem. Then coming up, number next is going to be Don't Go himself, Nova.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
You are correct. It's absolutely going to be Nova. Right. He is going to have a mystery opponent of some variety, either Captain Falcon or the Kingpin. I can't tell which. My infographic just has a picture of Wilson from Home Improvement. Could be Sam Wilson. Could be Wilson Fisk.
No, it is Sam Wilson.
Okay.
Or at least it was the last time, so.
Oh, okay. So you have like 138 turns to win.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Until the opponent gets enough red to actually do anything. Right, you should win that one easy.
I hope so.
All right. In Storyland, you got Meat Rock and Grudas wrapping up. That'll get you 3 Strange and a Jugs. Top 50 is Ronin, and then it is Bullseye. That's going to be followed up by Infinite Pursuit. Again, Bullseye, Ronin, Mysterio, and then Elektra. In the Space Ghost season, which has now started. In the simulator, you can get yourself a Daredevil, 3 Wandas, and a Mysterio. Smash Hits running right now. That'll get you a Hulk, a Drax, Elektra, and Falcon. So there you go. All right, Ian, you ready to sing along? I'm going to start it, and I know you know the words. You're going to jump in.
I'll try. I'm as prepared as I can be, I think.
This is local news, and local news being highly pertaining to just me.
All right.
All right, are you ready?
Go for it.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. You haven't chugged
in. Cars,
race cars. Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duck blur. Might it's solve like a mystery.
Rewrite
history. DuckTales. Woo woo. All right. So.
All of those are on here too.
Yeah. Well, I went into
DuckTales 1 and 2.
I went into an Ian spree and bought myself some super cheap games on the interwebs today. You could get DuckTales remastered in Steam for like $3.50.
Right.
Had to buy it. So I was playing that here before the show. It's good times.
Oh, Grinch exposed you as a dirty, dirty liar.
What?
Try $3.74.
Oh, that's like $3.50. And then I found another deal which got me Kerbal Space Program and a few other games for $7.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen Kerbal get under $19.99. Where did this...
Indie Gala.
Oh, that sounds new and
it got me Kerbal, it got me To the Moon, which I hear is amazing, yeah. Horizon Shift, and Alien Shooter Reloaded for $7.
I'm going to go buy that after the show. Yeah, I haven't bought a game in a while.
Super excited about both of those purchases.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to play the Space Program game for a long time, and this is the cheapest I've ever seen it, so I'm excited. That's my news.
That's great.
Okay. In other words, things, are you sitting down? We got pre-release notes, and there's a clue.
Uh-oh.
So, patch 184, which is going to be a big one. We're going to talk about this for a while. But first things first, the clue is, as vast as stars. So clearly this is the computer HAL from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That seems unlikely. As vast as stars.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been trying to wrap my head around that one for a while. I don't know.
I don't know. I was trying to see if it had anagrammed into something, but... I don't know. How about Galactus as a playable character? He's like a galaxy. That's a lot of stars.
That also seems highly unlikely.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
A new century. Because he's got the power of, like, stars.
No. Nobody wants that.
Singularity? Binary? Trinary? None of those? Okay, I don't know.
Yep.
All right, more importantly.
Do I have to sign up for this site, or can I just buy stuff?
I do think you have to make an account, yes.
Oh, this is my nightmare.
Doing it now, I see.
Uh-huh.
No way, I'm paying attention to the show.
He was totally going to do it right after the show, he said. All right, 184.
I was just informed that it could be gone at any second. Grinch is looking out for me.
Oh, no, that's the DuckTales is going away any second. So if you want to buy that, then yes, you got to buy that now. That's on Steam, though.
Oh, no, I told you, I just hacked my NES Classic. It's got DuckTales and DuckTales. Yes, non-remastered.
But those are 8-bit versions. This computer version is super, like, high-res, and it's sweet.
Yeah, it's your imagination.
Nope, it's super sweet. And my Steam controller makes it awesome. Anyway, patch 184, Ian, a whole game engine update coming your way.
What?
Yes. They claim that there will be smoother animations and scrolling. On demand, this sounds bad, on demand texture and sound downloading so that you can promptly wait for things to show up. Higher resolution textures on mobile. The maximum required storage on your mobile will now increase to 1.4 gigawatts.
That's what I was hoping. 1.21 gigawatts.
There will be sharper rendering in all platforms, optimizing startup. The PC version for you, Ian.
Okay.
Is now 64-bit, so no more 32-bit version of the game.
Okay.
So I'm sure at this point you've got to be running 64-bit Windows, so you should be fine.
No, my XP finally ruined.
And then there's Android now supports immersive mode. I don't know what that means. I guess you go into the game and literally fight things and throw punches and, you know, go Haruken! And, you know, and that makes stuff happen.
What game are you playing, you crazy old man?
Sorry. Pew, pew!
That's better.
All right. And then Android, and it's, I don't know, it's that weird Korean-Japanese game that they had at the convention where you wipe your hand over the sensor bar and things happen.
Right.
Could be that game. I don't know. And Android and iOS now support sensor portrait mode. I don't know what sensor portrait mode is, but that sounds exciting.
It's the way you orient your screen. Like if you turn it long ways or turn it horizontally, it will sense that and adjust.
So it's always landscape mode? Because it's always portrait mode.
Right. It's always been portrait mode. So
I don't know. It'll sense the orientation of your screen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what sensor portrait mode is. Did Brigby give us an update? Maybe not.
Nope.
Well, that's a big... Is that everything?
Yes, but...
That's a lot going on.
So expect a giant download for 184 and then an even more giant download as you have to re-download all of the assets.
Yeah, whatever. Didn't take that long.
High Command at D3 says, all I know is what the Android website says.
Is it out? It's not out already, right?
I don't know. What do you want from me?
Then how do you know if it doesn't take too long? You don't know how long it's going
to
take.
Well, the last time I had to reload, it didn't take that long.
Yeah,
it's slightly bigger now. It will take seconds longer.
1.4 gigawatts. That's a lot on my mobile device. All right. So that's all I got for news. You guys got any news? Replay FX was cool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Super cool. Super duper. So much pinball.
That MechWarrior Pod game was sweet.
Oh, was it ever. I didn't really understand what was going on, but I figured out the controls and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There were so many more interactive, high-paced games. I eventually found that that light gun game where you blow up the mug.
Yep.
That was fun. That woman's mohawk was absolutely magnificent.
There was just a crazy, crazy mohawk lady.
Trihawk.
Yeah, it was. Was going in three different directions at once. It was magnificent.
Yeah, like I said, I played a game with my nephew where it was purely how much can you hurt your opponent physically.
Oh.
It was just two handles that you both shoved on with all of your weight into each other to try to quote-unquote win a game.
Nice.
Yeah, it was just there to hurt your, you know, person you're playing against.
Did you guys see the giant that was there?
Yes.
There was just some dude lumbering around. He was probably like 7'1", 7'2".
I don't not remember him, no.
Whoa.
It was quite impressive.
It was a great weekend.
Huh.
Baseball was good. The improv show was good. Dinner with Alpha Team was a hit. It was all-around success.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
I got no other
Nick
news.
Nick Benign, yes. No. Let's get on to this.
Let's move over to the Superhero Showdown.
Nail biter.
Last week, we had the King of the Seas, Marvel's first mutant, Imperius Rex, versus Kitty Cat Pride. So, tell me, all you punks, why did you vote for Katya?
So the first comment was, Kitty will be bringing out her Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom side. She will phase her hand in Namor's chest and then unphase her hand and tear out Namor's heart. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah. I don't think she knows the proper chant.
Onam Shabai, Onam Shabai, Onam
Shabai. Exactly.
Next one was, I'm not a fan of him, but I'm voting Namor. All right.
Hell yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, I like that too.
This battle will take until episode 300. Kitty has been trained by Wolverine, so maybe she could figure out how to actually do damage. One of my rules, though, is if you can fight like Madara Uchiha, then you get my vote. Edit, I should clarify that this means I'm voting for Shadowcat. Yeah, I'm glad you did, because I had no idea who that was.
Does that mean?
Namor it is.
I did a Google, and it's an anime character. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right.
And this one is short and sweet. Kitty gets the win because there's no way we want Craig to say Imperius Rex any more than he has to.
I hate you people.
Well, whoever that was, they're going to be pumped for this week's character.
So, yeah, overall, Kitty got more votes. Kitty
makes
moving
so
on
sad.
To the next
beans.
Level. That is again. Bunk. That is complete and utter bunk.
Man, I'm in a Super Bowl slump over here. Win Man. One tournament, you come back, and you're just getting slapped all over the place.
I'm a huge Kitty Pryde fan, but Kitty's skills are in leadership, not in hand-to-hand combat. Come on. All right, this week, in the Septagon.
Keeping it simple.
That's right. On one side, we have a Herald of Galactus, wielding the power cosmic, the Silver Surfer, versus a 12-year-old boy, Massmaster of the Power Pack.
Jack Power! All right, I got this one, Craig.
All right, don't worry. Tell me more, Ian.
So, as you pointed out, he's got the ability to control the density of all the molecules in his body, so he can essentially turn into a cloud of gas, and then he's essentially like a worse Kitty. So what I think his plan is to turn himself into a cloud of gas and then attempt to penetrate the interior of the Silver Surfer. And as he's racing across the Septagon to do this, when he arrives, he realizes that the Silver Surfer has no need to breathe and has no need to eat and doesn't actually have penetratable orifice and doesn't get through his skin. And then I will fall back on my strength level of normal human child with regular exercise. So watch out, Silver Surfer, former Galactus of Herald.
Former Galactus of Herald.
One of my coworkers.
His name is Galactus of Herald.
I don't know.
Maybe brain need work.
Yeah, his name is Harold, and he eats a lot of simple bread sugars. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to be anything, but... All right, so Silver Surfer, the first line under powers and abilities is, it says, Silver Surfer is one of the most powerful beings in the universe. And the most powerful Herald of Galactus.
Mm-hmm. How frequently do you exercise? I exercise regularly. Is he the most powerful? I don't think that's accurate.
That's what it says.
No.
Yeah, I thought that. No,
Galactus started to power down the power of his heralds because his first herald turned on him and tried to take over the universe for himself. And he had to enlist Black Fantastic to build an ultimate nullifier and shoot the dude in the head.
Yeah, well, I thought Samurai was the first one.
Who? Surfer?
Samurai? Yeah. Surfer?
No, sorry. Surfer was down the list.
Well, which one? Because not Fire Lord.
Nope, I think it was before Fire Lord.
What's the guy with the big hammer?
I thought it was an axe.
I'm going to look it up Grinch says it was Tyrant. That's very plausible. But you can continue telling me about how you're going to massacre a small child.
Yeah, so superhuman strength, invulnerability. His skin was designed to withstand rigors of deep space and has been pretty much indestructible. He has godlike stamina. Flight speed can be greater than light speed.
Mm-hmm. I think you're missing a point that Ian just stumbled across as to why he loses.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
All right.
I also have energy absorption and manipulation, which means when you turn into that cloud of gas, I can just turn you back into whatever I want. Like, I can complete control of the four fundamental phases of the universe, so I can... You're a gas? No, I want you to be a solid now. Like, I can actually change the density and how solid you are just by thought. So, pretty sure it'd be pretty bad in a, you know... fisticuffs. However, I think there is a key. You're a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Norrin Rad, who has the heart of gold.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to overcome the fact that I have to defeat you in order to win, but I have to pair that against the fact that I really don't want to hurt you.
Can you subdue me in a non-lethal way indefinitely?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's probably as well.
I think the energy manipulation is going to be key here, because I don't think he's going to use his cosmic blasts or, you know, anything too damaging. I think he's going to try to maintain, superiority just physically. So,
yeah, there's no way he's going to hurt a kid.
Hurt? No. We just got to knock him out.
All right, Ian, apparently the Fallen one was the original Carol of Gladkus, yeah. Surfer was number two.
Okay.
Surfer was number two, Surfer lost it, turned in his wings. You guys are number one. Great balls of fire.
So vote. Someone vote for Jack Bauer.
Everyone should vote for Jack Bauer.
Probably. That would be...
Therefore, zero votes will be cast for Jack Bauer.
I don't know how Jack can win. I understand that Surfer isn't going to want to hurt a kid, but I still don't know how you're going to win. That's...
Huh? People, come vote. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Prince of Tides.
Let's talk about Namor.
Imperious Rex!
The Submariner. He is black, green, and purple abilities. His entertaining but less usable ability is called Namor's Mercy. Cost 11, and it destroys 4 AP in the enemy's strongest color while dealing 2,800 damage. And then giving the enemy team 1 black AP. it's amusing, but for 11, I need a little more out of him.
Yeah, that should be, that should cost half that.
Yeah, 6 or 7 I would be more open to.
Should be 6.
Imperious Rex!
Imperious Rex!
Cost
I'm
12.
Not doing it, sorry. I'm on Twomp. I'm with Twomp on this one.
That's fine. It deals 383 damage for every blue tile that is on the board, and then destroys a random set of tiles in the shape of the Trident of Neptune.
They're not random, they're in the shape of the Trident of Neptune.
Well, but where the Trident of Neptune appears on the board is random.
Is it?
I didn't think it was. I thought it was always the same place.
It always seems to be the same.
Oh, I don't know.
Tamrai agrees. It's not random.
Okay.
Maybe you should play more Namor and you know what's going down.
That'll be very difficult.
Imperious Rex!
Again, it is a random set of tiles. The tile set within the shape of the trident is random. I think that's how I'm to read that sentence.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
The shape is always the same.
The shape is always the same, but the tiles that are within that shape are going to be random. They might be purple. They might be green.
Well, they're not random. It's just whatever ones happen to be in that shape at the moment.
Which is random.
Oh, get out of town, Jack.
Let's see what Atlantis Attacks does, because it only costs 9 and it's purple.
It makes blue.
It converts 5 basic tiles to blue. It deals 2,600 damage or so to the enemy if there are at least 10 or more blue tiles after matches are made. So it makes a blue, does a Scotia damage, and then let you turn that blue damage into green damage and make a trident on the board and start all over again. Man, this guy is a 3-5-5 if I've ever heard of one.
He would be fun if his powers were just cheaper.
Yeah, or at least the one.
They're just too expensive.
Yeah, that's an okay guy. He's not as bad as I thought.
He's got Ian all kinds of excited.
Yeah, he absorbed all the battling for that random nonsense, stole all my jelly bean energy, plus watching Jack Power get beaten down by the surfer. That's all the excitement I have left for the show. Keg, how do you prefer to use Imperious Rex?
I still don't have him champed, so right now he's at a 5-4-3.
Wow. That was an unexpected twist to the show.
I have not been able to get that last cover.
Real close, but yeah.
All right. Still one short. I have not been able to get that first cover.
He's one of my favorites. I have him favorited, but it just hasn't happened.
Right.
I agree with Ian 355. However, the internet say that it's almost 50-50 as to whether you go 355 or 535.
Yeah.
It's just that the powers are just too pricey. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there you have it. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. No, yeah, it's what's always sunny in Xandar.
It is what's always sunny in Xandar.
Right on.
Imperious
Rex!
Imperious Rex! Ian, what's... Not Ian. Willie! Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Well, let me check.
So, in the mailbag this week, starting over on the D3 forums, Wime Time says, first, I have a show recommendation for you. If you have Amazon Prime, watch The Boys. Great show, only 8 episodes, but it's fantastic. I just started watching it. We actually talked about it last week, but it was before we started recording.
Yeah, very much enjoyed it.
I have, 2 episodes in, but it's pretty good. It's interesting. It's, a little bit more hardcore for a superhero kind of show, but...
What is?
The Boys.
Oh, I just started it. It's great. It's great. It's a great run in the comics, and so far, the show is excellent.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed season one. I really enjoyed it. Good stuff.
A lot of violence and adult situations. And
yeah, that's
it is
exactly.
Not a superhero show for kids.
No.
Right.
Zootsax said...
Zootsax Riot! Riot!
Riot! Throw back a bottle of beer.
Ian does not suggest a 5-4-4 configuration for Spider-Ham, says that Craig isn't the worst, and he recognizes all of the boosted 4 stars this week. I don't mean to alarm anyone, but I think there's credible cause for concern that Ian has been replaced by some kind of Terminator-type infiltrator or pod person.
I was going to say, check under my computer desk for a pod.
He's a replicant, I say.
More human than human. Twomp over on Reddit said, hello, true believers. Welcome to Puzzle Warriors 3, where bleeps were plenty and Twomp hasn't commented in a while.
I still dispute the fact that I've got bleep more than once.
Does he have any relatives who are DJs?
Yeah. I'm just playing the odds on that. I don't have any idea.
I was just making sure he was Thwomp the DJ who's listening right now.
Yeah, probably.
Thwomp the DJ. Okay. Thwomp. The DJ.
Anyway, the only comment he actually made was for the Superhero Showdown. So I'm going to move on.
Cool.
Stink Palm said, it occurs to me that Craig's superpower is that of an inverse Psyduck. If he isn't giving you a headache, you need to check your pulse. He can park a bad song in your head with a breath. Ian's power.
Did you see my comment?
I did. Ian's power is that of an iron stomach, albeit from a Shaolin soccer or kung fu hustle. The number of times he nearly died from reflux but miraculously recovers does not go unnoticed. An Ian hiccup could kill a mortal man. And apparently me, he's still working on. He hasn't got me figured out yet. That is my superpower. That led into right. I'm like, what's his name? Zargon or whatever.
Forget me not.
You just can't figure me out. That led into a completely puntastic comment, but I'm not going to go into those. But yeah, Craig said that his supervillain name is the Earworm. Oh, that was funnier than that. But,
it would work on the tick.
It really would. D-Wing said,
I'll show Deflator Mouse.
Ian's mouse clicks are the loudest clicks I've heard since 1996. Apparently they're sorry. Beyond my hearing, because I thought I edited anything like that out, but maybe not.
Right.
Craig went a full do as I say, not as I do. What a Travis Sham mockery. Yeah, Craig does that a lot. Hammernaut? Yeah, that's an interesting name for our new character. Hammernaut's base damage should be the value listed on the character screen. The percent increase is the result of a power. If a tile of his is destroyed, it will only do the actual base damage. That is very true, but his match damage, that still puts him in front of quite a bit, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But
I think we should just go with the Jugs gun.
Gun?
Nope.
Yeah.
No. It's a
Jugs gun. I know, but a Jugs gun is a thing. There's no such thing as a Jugs hammer.
Sorry, I like how deflated Craig gets when it's a reference that no one else gets. We should go with Jugs gun!
Ian, you should know what a Jugs gun is.
It's a thing. I don't.
That's what you use to measure the speed of a baseball pitcher's, pitches. Use the Jugs gun.
All right. Not to get too political, but Craig treats social cues to stop singing like Kamala Harris treats a moderator's rebuke for that her time is up. And let's not confuse Craig's lack of avarice with the slightest iota of redeemable soul. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's harsh.
He defended his Tarantino non-watching, saying it's simply a question of... it's not simply a question of being contrary. His movies just don't strike me as being my jam. I'm sure I'll watch them someday and mourn my lost years of folly. But till then, meh, shrug.
I mean, I suppose if all you do is sit around and watch Hallmark Christmas films, then sure. If you enjoy anything else, Tarantino is the correct answer.
Yeah, I think we said all we needed to say on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, love. He loved the sounder for the token opening. We were talking about the sound that Kamala Khan makes, and I found a link to the Kamala Khan sound online and used that.
But you can't hear it.
I couldn't, so hopefully it worked okay.
I keep hitting play, but nothing's happening. I don't understand.
Well, it makes like a swoosh sound, so that was fine. That's what I normally hear, so I figured it worked just fine. In any case, that's it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right. See what this segment's all about. Holy smokes. Oh, it's going to start off bad. That's never a good way to start. But let's talk about Boosted.
Bad?
Sorry, it was... whenever... there were people who I... didn't know the last time around and haven't taken the time to learn since then. So when I'm like, all right, here we go. It's, oh, Angel, I don't know what you do. I don't even have a good guess. Like, I can bluff my way, or I've used some characters and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Nope. I don't know anything about Three Star Angel.
To blave.
He's going to be boosted. Let's talk about...
which means to bluff.
Let's talk about... let's talk about Dakin. People seem to like him.
Dream no more.
His strike tiles, they're going to be boosted. He makes those with his purple?
I don't know. It's whenever you match green. So,
yeah, but I think that's his purple.
Could be.
So I think his black is healing or heat, and I think his blue is that chemical. It's where he slashes you for 5, and he blows up some strike tiles on the board. He's a good guy. He tries his best. Let's see. Ooh, 3-star Doc Ock. I love this guy. His blue has the potential to do a super-duper amount of damage when he shuffles tiles around. If there are enough special tiles on the board that get shuffled, each dealing quite a bit of boosted damage. So there you go. You can pair him with Carnage. Shuffle the board around and defeat everybody.
And his green does AoE, doesn't it?
His green does do AoE and some stun.
Yeah, it's a skosh of AoE. But...
Right. So that's not bad. The attack tiles that he makes when he eats people special tiles.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a boost, too. Yeah, definitely pair him with Carnage.
When he gives you the neener.
Exactly. 3-star Magneto. Another 3-star that I like possibly more than I should, but I just find him to be an all-around good guy. Board shuffle, lots of damage, makes his own protect tiles, blows up Team up tiles?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does it all. Good for him. All that's going to do. Blue's going to do more damage, red more damage, and stronger protect tiles from yellow. And the sentry. Oh, man. A lot of countdown tiles, which is a bummer. They just don't last. And so his green's not my favorite, but the strike tile he makes from tummy cramps should be huge. And the damage that he gets out of his supernova, his red, should be pretty good AoE damage. So you can check on him if you don't mind hurting the other players on your team.
If you do like using countdown tiles, though, I mean, he works well with other countdown people.
Which sure.
I'll be talking about later.
For sure. Let's see what's up with these 4 stars that I hear people use or used to use until they move to 5 stars. But I can only tell you as far as 4 stars are concerned. Agent Venom, Flash Thompson. He does some AoE damage with Take Cover. Get a little extra there. His Symbiotic Assault does acceptable damage. Get a boost there. And I'm trying to think how his Military Might / What's Military Might turn into? Anybody?
Alien Weakness?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds right.
That sounds super right. Good job, Craig. Both of those, the good half deals damage to the enemy. The bad half deals damage to him, so he's going to deal more damage to himself if he is struck down by his alien weakness. Craig's favorite PvP opponent, Bishop.
Yuck.
He makes protectiles with his yellow, and he deals a lot of damage with his red. So, red damage boost. Look forward to that. In PvP. Oh, you know, I have extra hit points because that's just a, you know, general thing. Oh, creepy Iceman. Although new Iceman's just as creepy.
They can't
make it on.
No, he's not as creepy.
He's creepy in like a creepy way. In like a, like this Bobby is creepy in like a kind of way. Like the other guy's just creepy in like a, if he was coming to rescue me, I'd be like, it's the cold miser. I'm scared. He's got good AoE with his green, and he's got a healthy supply of damage with the second half of his blue when he wants to punch a snowman. So there you go. That should be a lot of damage.
Do you want to punch a snowman?
No. Someone put a lot of time and effort into that. That seems mean. If you want to be like the Silver Surfer and crush a little 12-year-old's dreams, then go ahead, punch a snowman. Mm-hmm. Monsters. See what Nick Fury does these days, the recently reworked Nick Fury. His new yellow... the protectiles are better, and the damage that he deals from throwing Cap Shield should be better. The giant explosion that happens if the enemy matches one of his blues should be gigantic plus. I don't remember what his reworked purple does anymore. It probably does some damage and puts out a strike tile like it used to. Just does it in a different way for less money. So he's boosted. Oh, my goodness. The ultimate in the Defense of Liberty. You guessed it. Falcon America. Protectiles are boosted. And that dive bomb. A gajillion damage. Times a gajillion damage now that he's boosted. So here's your chance to use Captain Falcon. If you've never had one before. Alright. Let's see what Samurai says about this week.
I love what he said about Captain Falcon. The DoD update to their 2020 budget last week included a revision of the F-35, increasing the program's cost by $25 billion, and it's still not as expensive as Captain Falcon's abilities. That's pretty thorough right there. That's
yeah. Sweet. Nice DoD burn. Oh, he says use Bishop. And then he gives... I had to take a quick second to read it, because I was like, I don't understand what these powers are. He tells you how to, wait, if you're cooking and you find your food too salty,
yeah.
What kind of world are you living in where food can be too salty?
Well, you missed the first part. Bishop is boosted, which means Craig is going to be salty.
So salty.
Here's how
McDonald's
to handle
will season
salt.
Fries with him.
Yeah.
Here's how to handle salt, acid, potato, cream. A little dairy can temper a bite of oversalting. Well, I like that. I like some cooking tips. Starch helps absorb some of that salt. And a little lemon or vinegar will help to cut through the saltiness. Though I like a good salt-forward dish. So, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's move over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
It's different every time.
Yeah.
All right. This week, like I said, it's going to be all about the countdown tiles. So if you're in four-star land and you've got these characters, Captain Marvel is key, as well as Agent Coulson. Captain Marvel, she uses her Photonic Barrage or Black to put down a countdown tile. It's a five-turn countdown tile, but every time it ticks down, it creates a decent strike tile. So you want to get that out pretty quick. And you want those strike tiles out there because anytime a friendly countdown expires, it improves three of your friendly tiles. So it makes her just boost those attack tiles and boost all your damage. And when you combine her with other countdown tile makers, it really works out. Coulson works out great because Call the Cavalry, which is his yellow, puts out four countdown tiles. They also create, two of those at least, create strike tiles. Others do, like, it's a sniper blast or whatever. But they all boost, with using her power, Captain Marvel. They all boost all your attack tiles. So it makes it really handy. Also, Coulson is good with countdown tiles as well, because whenever a countdown tile expires, I'm trying to find where it is, but whenever a countdown tile reaches zero, you gain two random AP. So he's just an AP generator for you, which helps out a ton. Personally, my favorite third for this is Star-Lord, because he also puts out countdown tiles. He puts out a countdown tile anytime the enemy fires a power. So you can get these extra tiles going, and Coulson puts out a countdown tile as well whenever, an ally fires a power. So it's just a team of constant countdowns, and it goes through the roof. It starts off a little slow, but once it gets going, you're doing thousands of points of damage just from a match three. Like, it is really, really strong.
Right. So if you got any of those really long waves, that's good eating.
It works.
You could use Kingpin in there and get all of his guys with guns going to go with Coulson's guys with guns.
Yeah, but they're both yellow, so you'd rather have Coulson's. But I hear what you're saying.
The other thing we had somebody submit was nearly the same team, but they actually took out Captain Marvel and put in 5-star Hawkeye. If you happen to have 5-star Hawkeye, it's a great anti-goon team. He says all three characters spam countdown tiles, which Clint turns into blue and red, and then Coulson turns that into additional AP. It's not too difficult to generate so much blue that you run out of arrows, which is fine because then he just does damage with those arrows and no special abilities, so it actually still works out. I personally would substitute Star-Lord with Coulson and Carol. So you'd have Hawkeye with Coulson and Carol, but, whatever. Countdown tile team, that's really what I'm looking for. I'm sure there are others you can throw in here. Like I said, if you don't have one of these characters, throw in a Sentry. He generates all those countdown tiles, and when they go off that round, as long as you have some strike tiles out there, all of his countdowns going off, it's going to increase your damage quite significantly. So
all your countdowns belong to us.
Exactly. So in any case, there you go. That's the countdown team. That is the team-up segment for this week. I don't remember who it's brought to, but Unify?
Yes, Unify.
Unify.
Unify. So, Craig.
Ian.
So I definitely didn't go back to trying to make an account for Indie Gala.
Uh-huh.
And when I put in my email and password, a completely different user came up, and I'm genuinely concerned. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm so panicked.
So you made a new account.
I did. I made a brand new account. And
then you got an email that said, confirm your account.
I did not. It said, I tried to make a new account, and it said there are an account already exists with that login or password. So I tried to log in with my email and the password that I had used, and it came up with Black Willy's Superstition. And I was like, what is happening?
Were you really drunk one night and have already bought games from this site?
I would never use the username Black Willy's Superstition. Like, unless they generated it on their own.
Superstition!
I'm just going to make a new account with a different email address. I'm going to start Steam before I get too deep into this.
Yeah, you should start Steam. That's next.
Yeah.
Because right now it's time to open up the legendary tokens. Brought to you by the OG. This guy.
Oh, before we start opening tokens, I was going to mention.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If anybody has any other teams that you would like to suggest, things we haven't discussed yet, submit them. Let me know what they are. I would like to. I'd like to hear about other teams. I've still got a few to run through, but I'm curious what people might have to work with. And if you're not sure which ones we've gone over, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the link that says super. No, there's a superhero showdowns brackets link. That's not it. Click on the synergy segment, and it will take you to a document that will show you all of the suggestions we've had so far. So yeah, give me a suggestion. Thanks. That's it. That's all I got. All
right. In that case,
someone who isn't me open a token.
I'm going to punch this Iron Man straight in the right nipple. Iron Man. Iceman.
I'm like, there's an Iron Man in there? What?
That gets me a Baby Groot. Don't push this button. I'm going to do it again because I've got two of them. Oh, that's a 5-star. That's one of those them there Bobby Drakes.
Okay.
Whoa. This feller? Iceman feller?
I was hoping to get a Storm.
Is that your first one?
Yes.
Are you guessing or are you sure?
I had to hit the recruit button, so I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. All
right. I'll see what happens when I go with a traditional eye poke and leave his poor nipples alone.
Hey! Teacher!
Leave those nips alone? I got a 5-star as well.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest.
It is none other than Bobby Drake, Iceman, champion defender.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still missing Storm and Jug's gun.
Huh. Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
No. Sorry, dude.
I like Hammerknot better than that.
Ugh, that's lame.
It is, but it's still better than Jug's gun.
Exactly. All right, let's. I got three.
Sorry.
And since
that's my version of the running beard, I'm going with it. If you get the running beard joke, you get the
since
show.
Since you guys both got a 5, I think I'm going to keep clicking until I get a 5.
Okay.
All right, so 4-star. I got a Lunacy Moon Knight.
Oh, classic Ray.
That is not a 5-star. Let's try again. Yep, another 4-star. That dog that bit you, Lockjaw.
All right, he was relevant a couple days ago.
That did give me a bonus black cat, so that's nice. And, yep, 3 4-stars is what I'm getting. Actually, 4 4-stars. Mockingbird Bombshell. All right, no 5s for me.
Yay!
But that did get my Black Cat up to a 4-4-5, so she's ready to be champed.
Man, that's even a character, huh?
The who?
Black Cat.
Oh, I have heard they gave you some of them. They gave you a bunch of Black Cats during some sort of event. They gave you at least 3.
Oh, that was like an Alliance event, huh?
Yeah, because I was looking here at the who I still didn't have that wasn't a 1-star, and it's all reasonably new people. It's, you know, Hawkeye, Namor, Talos, Jug's Gun, and...
Really?
Sorry. And Sabretooth.
So who do I favor? Do I go with Mysterio or Hawkeye?
How do I have Mysterio? What is going on?
Why not both?
I could just do both and let the Fates sort it out.
Yeah, why not Zoidberg?
Did they give us a Mysterio?
I've got him in the poop house.
I have one, but that's one more than I expected to have.
Yeah, I don't recall. I got him at a 0-3-2.
I don't either. Maybe he was that shield training where I actually had the 3 people that you need for shield training and you get a Mysterio cover.
Maybe.
Is that possible? Nah, it's all a blur. Well, that was some good opening. 2 Icemen in 1 sitting.
That's right. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It is called the Soon To Be Named Network. You can reach it at the soontobenamednetwork.com. It contains this show. And I'll say a handful of other podcasts to expand your listening desires that are currently active at the Soon To Be Named Network archives. You can get many, many great shows that have been completed or are on indefinite hiatus. So check us out, Soon To Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
So check me out. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
What's this Infinite Pursuit event all about? Have I played that one before?
Yes.
I'll check it out later. I'll figure it out on my own. Don't worry. Continue to end the show.
Okay. You go buy that Kerbal Space Program.
I will. Trying. once I figure out what to do about this email situation. But
thanks everybody for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comments, suggestions, voting for Jack Power, all those things you can do there. Or you can click on the Amazon banner at the top, buy some stuff, we get some pennies, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. Good night, everybody.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Bye, friends.
Every day they're out there making
DuckTales.
Woo! Woo!